I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay, and this time, a slaughterhouse in Westport.
When Meatworks opened in 2018, Sarah Cogswell was one of the first animal producers to show up.
So I raise about 3 or 4 pigs a year, and when Meatworks opened up, it was just an amazing opportunity for small farms. Like, I could drive the animals myself. I didn't have to hire anyone or to transport far away and really get to know the facility.
Before Meatworks opened, Sarah was bringing her animals to Vermont.
There's a lot of producers here that raise 1 or 2 animals in terms of like beef or pork a year for themselves, their families. And they can utilize custom slaughterhouses, which means that you're not reselling it. You're using it for your own purposes. And so there's several of those in our area, meaning Massachusetts and like southern New Hampshire, Vermont area, Connecticut even. But if you want to sell your product to another customer, you need USDA inspected facility. So having that was crucial, and that was what the region was lacking.
A certified local slaughterhouse operated in nearby Dartmouth, Massachusetts until 2007. But after that closed, there was no local USDA certified slaughterhouse in our area for more than a decade. After spending several years getting to know Meatworks as a producer, Sarah decided she wanted to work there. And in 2020, became the executive director.
One of the coolest things about Meatworks is that we were designed for small farms. So in other words, we're offering services to farms so that they can sell to the end consumer. So folks will come to farms and say, you know, I want this, this, and this. And so it's really working with the farmer on the cut sheet for what those customers are asking for. And it also varies seasonally.
In the winter, Sarah says most cut sheets tend to focus on roasts and stew meats. Whereas in the summer, farmers are more likely to request ground meat for burgers and sausages, or cuts that can be cooked on the grill. The majority of farmers pay Meatworks to process their animals, and then sell frozen cuts directly to customers at farmers' markets. But they also have the option to sell whole animals straight to Meatworks, which operates an on-site retail store. And recently, Meatworks has started selling ground beef from animals raised within 50 miles to public schools in Westport, Dartmouth, and New Bedford.
And it's been really successful. In 2022, we sold over about 10,000 pounds of beef to them. Yeah, so it's an opportunity for small farms if they want to sell us their beef. That's really cool. That's another revenue stream for them. But also connecting to schools with this kind of like affordable local meat product that they can kind of interchange into their menu rather than USDA meat, you know. So we understand their budget, and so we kind of work with them on prices. And since we process it, we have that ability.
Westport Public Schools are now also experimenting with local stew cuts. And Sarah hopes the number of local schools involved will keep expanding. She's been involved in the local food movement in southeastern Massachusetts for decades. Sarah used to be the director of CMAP, or the Southeastern Massachusetts Agricultural Partnership. And she says that seeing this USDA-certified facility come to life has really changed the economic landscape in our area for the more than 400 small animal farmers who use it.
What that means for the small farmers is obviously we can sell across state lines now. We don't have to stay in Massachusetts. We can sell at farmers markets. We can sell to schools if we're big enough, so on and so forth. The opportunities for sales just really increase. So that means that you're also, if your sales can increase, you can produce more. And so it's keeping farms working and keeping agricultural lands in agriculture. That's really what we're all about.
For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
It's interesting to point out that it wasn't just small farmers in our area of Massachusetts that had to drive long distances to get their animals butchered in a certified facility. And now, Meatworks is actually becoming a draw for farmers as far away as Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont. You can find a link to learn more about Meatworks and its parent nonprofit, the Livestock Institute, on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.